Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this past week, one of the topical stories in agriculture was China's imports of South African maize. And this actually made it to some of the mainstream discussions, as some viewed it as somehow China replacing some of the maize orders that they would typically get from the US. And in fact, there were a couple of headline newspapers that said, look, China now is diversifying its maize imports and canceling the orders out of the US and looking to South Africa as part and parcel of the bigger geopolitical story. And of course, China did really cancel their orders out of the US in about a week or so ago, and they purchased some maize from South Africa. In fact, if you look at South Africa's maize trade, somewhere in March going into April, in the week of the 31st of March, that's where a first consignment of maize left the South African shores to go to China. And we saw another one and the last one on the week of the 14th of April. So there were about three consignment. If you put all of that together, it was a total of 108,000 tons of maize that left South Africa and was exported to China. Now, some viewed this as a way of saying, look, China is replacing the United States, its market, and they are looking to South Africa. And I think there may be a mistake with this view, or at least I have doubts that this is the case. The first point I think we should all reflect on is the fact that South African maize at this point is quite competitively priced. So it makes sense for any buyer in the global market to look to South Africa to import maize because the maize is competitively priced. We also have good quality maize in South Africa, and I would extend this to say in Southern Africa in general, because our maize is naturally dried by the sun, and of course we've had good seasons of high quality maize, and that's something that any buyer does look at and saying, okay, can I import maize in this country? There was also an assertion as in some of the papers where people were saying, look, this is the first time that China is buying maize from South Africa. And that view is incorrect because China has been buying maize in South Africa for quite some time. And in fact, if you were to look at China's maize imports out of South Africa over the past decade, they averaged a year just under 4,000 tons. So the imports were there, but they were minimal. In fact, the exact number, it was about 3,780 tons per year over the past 10 years. So there were imports, but small volumes of that. It is indeed the first time where we see China buying such a large volume from South Africa, which is totaling 108,000 tons that I was talking about, which is those consignment that left the South African shores from the 31st of March all the way to the 14th of April. So there was about three consignment that left South Africa going to China at that time. But I think one has to also take this volume of 108,000 tons and put it in perspective, because these imports, they belonged to what in South Africa we categorize as 2022-23 marketing year. A marketing year or marketing season of maize in South Africa starts in May and it ends in April of every year. So this was part and parcel of the 2022-23 marketing year, which ended in April. We're now in a new marketing year that started in May, which is the 2023-24 that will end in May next year. Now, if you look at South Africa's overall maize exports in the 2022-23 marketing year, they were a total of about 3.64 million tons. Now, China's imports of 108,000 tons, it's a relatively small amount if you compare to the 3.64 million tons that South Africa exported to the world. The leading markets for South Africa's maize include the likes of Taiwan, Japan, Vietnam, Mexico, Italy, South Korea, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and various African markets. So we are big in Asia. in those countries of Taiwan, Japan, Vietnam, which just tells you also that China is looking into South Africa, buying this competitively priced maize, high quality. But in as far as the logistics, it's relatively better because some of the countries in that region are already doing business with South African maize, in as far as that is concerned. But I think we also have to consider the fact that China is not just any country in the global maize or global agriculture. China is a significant player. In fact, if you think about global maize production, China makes up about 22% of global maize production. On average, that's about 277 million tons of maize production in China. This is significant. But of course, because China uses this maize and they are building up reserves and they are using some for their poultry and their piggery, which is big, and of course the population dynamics in China are important, they still import maize from the world market. And in fact, if you think about the past 3 seasons, or the past 3 years for simplicity purposes, the past 3 calendar years, China has been importing each year on average about 25 million tons of maize, in addition to the 277 million tons of maize that they have. And you have to look this into perspective because countries like South Africa, like now, we have a third largest harvest in history of South Africa, and our harvest is 15.9 million tons. And China is producing 277 million tons. So that just gives you a context of how far off we are on this. But back to China. China is importing from a world market on average about 25 million tons a year. The leading suppliers of maize to China include the United States, Ukraine, of course, was big before the war, Bulgaria, Russia, Kazakhstan, and of course South Africa. Those are the markets, but the United States takes a bigger share of this. Therefore, for me, it was somewhat, a surprise when I heard and also other people saying, look, South Africa could somewhat replace the United States within China, because if you look at how much China buys from the world market, it's 25 million tons, and our overall production in the third best season is 15.9 million tons. That shows you that we're not even producing the amount that China buys from the world. And in fact, the United States usually supply China about 17 million tons. Within that 25 million tons that they're importing, 17 million tons comes from the United States. Now, South Africa, which is producing overall production for our consumption and exports, less than 17 million tons, cannot be the replace the United States within the Chinese season, which is within the Chinese imports, which is the point that I've been trying to make in some of the various tweets and some of the things that I have put out. And in fact, I do think that the United States will remain an important player in the Chinese maize markets. If anything, South Africa could be a bit of a diversification market to say, look, when we are looking for maize in the world market, we'll buy from South Africa, buy from South America, and of course, buy a little bit from the US. But South Africa cannot be a complete replacement. And some people have made the point and say, yes, we are producing now 15.9 million tons, but what happens if we plant more and we grow more? We just don't have the agronomical conditions to actually expand our maize production more. We could still expand and get 2 million tons or so out of the Eastern Cape. We do have a capacity in the Eastern Cape to give us 1 million to 2 million tons. I think those are the estimates coming out of BFEP and the others. I think they are looking just over 1 million tons that could be planted in the Eastern Cape. And then now, if you think about KZN and the others, we could build some maize fields in there. Even if we were to do that, doing it aggressively for exports to China, we would still not produce the same volume to substitute fully the United States in the Chinese market. In fact, South America could do better than us on putting that, but then one has to consider all kinds of logistical stuff and the quality and the prices and all of those things. And those are the decisions that have to be taken by the Chinese authority. South Africa, in general, in a good year, exports just over 3 million tons of maize. As I've said, that in the past season, we exported about 3.6 million tons of maize. But of course, we have established markets there that have been very kind to us and doing good business with us, our friends in Taiwan, Japan, Vietnam, Mexico, Italy, South Korea, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and many African countries that have actually been supporting us and being our key markets for our maize and a range of agricultural products. So this is why when the news that somehow the South Africa would replace the United States in the maize market, in the maize imports there, I felt that those news were perhaps maybe a bit more optimistic than the numbers and the realities, at least from where I sit and looking at some of these things. But of course, as a South African and a proud South African, I would like to see our exports expanding and growing into China. If you think about our fruits, you think about our beef, you think about even our maize, I would like us to keep a share there. But I don't think this should be a part and parcel of some geopolitical discussions, but rather it should be part of saying, can South Africa expand its footprint in China? Can we get these products there? Let the Chinese consumers taste our high quality products and gain trust and market access there. Of course, some of these will have to negotiate a lower tariff for some of the products because we don't have a trade agreement with China for agricultural products on some of these things. That's the discussion that people in agriculture are currently having now to say, let's negotiate market access, preferential rate for certain products within the Chinese markets and India, in addition to the markets that we already have, because we are not having a strategy of going to China and India while leaving the US, leaving the EU, and various African countries. Those are important markets for us, and we only say, let's retain those markets and maintain good relationship while at the same time talking to friends in China and in India to expand our export markets. That's the general broad thinking when we think about the export expansion for South Africa's agricultural sector. It's about broadening the market access. And in fact, India and China is not only priority. Saudi Arabia is one of those countries that we are looking at. Bangladesh is one of those countries that we're looking at to say, can we expand our access to those markets to increase the presence of our high quality products in there? But on this issue of maize, I don't think it is, as some media colleagues and some people within the circles that I interact in have categorized it as South Africa replacing the US. I think that's probably reading too much into this trade activity. And cancellations of orders in commodities markets, they happen every now and then. So it's not the first time that China has canceled orders in the US. In fact, they've been canceling their soybeans and their other products and their various many other agricultural products for some time and then go back to buy. So this is something that is normal in that world. Anyway, folks, I thought it's important to comment on this issue and not just look at it and not say anything while it was a big topic of discussion in South Africa's agriculture. I'll come back in the following week looking at some of the key themes that are shaping the world that we exist in the South African agricultural space, or either domestic or global. We will see the following week. Let me close this here for now. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria in South Africa. You can read more about the stuff that I write and comment on in my blog, which is wandilesihlobo.com, or in the organization that I work for in our website, which is www.agbiz.co.za. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again in the following week.